This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Muslim al-Khawlani was a very righteous man and one who had many karamat, which are most like extraordinary things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give to people whom he loves and prefers. Although it is not a necessity that people would be given karamat, but certainly he was one who was given many. And I want to tell you one story that Imam An-Nawawi mentions in his book, Bustan al-Arifin. And that's one day Abu Muslim was in the house and his wife said to him, Abu Muslim, we don't have any flour. So he said, okay. Do you have anything at all? She said, yes, I have a silver coin, which we managed to get from selling some yarn, you know, the wool when they spin it and make it into a yarn. He said, okay, give me that and give me a sack. So he took that, he took the sack. And yes, the man was also responsible for going out shopping when his wife told him this is something that's not new. Anyway, he went to the market and he stood in front of a stall wanting to buy. While he was there, a beggar came to him and said to him, oh, Abu Muslim, give me some charity. I need some. So Abu Muslim, obviously a righteous man, and he knows the importance of charity. Yet he also knows that his wife has sent him on a mission and he needs to come back with something. So he tries to run away from this beggar, goes to another shop, but again the beggar follows him. And when he knows that this beggar, alas, he's not going to give up on him, he gives him the silver coin. But now he is in a bit of a dilemma. What's he going to do? He doesn't have the money, and his wife is expecting the flour. So he goes to the carpenter's place and he picks up some of the sawdust and he fills the bag with sawdust, the sack with sawdust, and he also puts some soil inside it. And then he goes, he says, well, sometimes subhanAllah, desperate times call for desperate measures. Sometimes you don't necessarily think what to do, but he knows that his wife is expecting a sack of flour. So when he does this, he goes, knocks on the door. Who is it? Abu Muslim. She opens the door. He throws the sack into the door without even trying to communicate. And he leaves. And he says, let me go out and do it. Now, he goes. And you can imagine. I mean, put yourself in that situation. And I think it's happened to a lot of us. You know, people are expecting you to deliver on something. And you just can't. Now, he wasn't going to lie, so he wanted to effectively buy some time. So he went out, let me see, how do I think, what am I going to do? The narration even says that he was worried and scared from what his family would say. Anyway, when it was nearly nighttime, so imagine all this time he was outside the house thinking about this scenario that he is in now and this predicament that he is placed in. He comes back home and he finds, he sits down again thinking, what she's going to say to his wife. His wife comes up with a tray, plate full of nicely baked baked loaves of bread. So he's surprised. He said, where did you get this bread from? She said, well, it's from the flour that you brought us. The sack that he was full of white refined flour. So on this, Abu Musa, he started to eat, and at the same time he was crying. SubhanAllah, when you think about this story, yeah, there's many things in this story that we can definitely pick up on. Apart from the, you know, this distracted aspects of the story of how a woman will send her husband for shopping and how a person would be very worried of not bringing the right shopping back. But you can see, subhanAllah, when a person has a good link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not let him down. and Allah will definitely make things happen extraordinary. This is a story of Abu Muslim, who was really a very righteous man, and he had so many other karamat. His name is Abdullah ibn Thawab, or some say Thawab, but he certainly had some great virtues, even though he wasn't a Sahabi. And inshallah, in the future videos, we'll mention a little bit about him, so that we can understand the kind of person he was. But also very importantly to see that, you know, and this is something that we always have to, when we look at the Quran, we look at the mu'jizat, you know, the things that Allah gives, the miracles to prophets and the righteous people, there must be some sort of action initiated. You know, he put something in the sack and he brought it back. Now, if he didn't put anything in the sack is going to be empty. It's not going to just automatically fill. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do something. Look at the, you know, incident of Musa alayhi salam. He had a stick. You know, even when they came to running away from Fir'aun, Allah said, strike with the sea. The sea with your stick. There has to be a striking, you know. Allah could have just opened the sea. It's not, you know, it's not hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. But He wants us to do something. Do some action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the results. And sometimes those results will not even match the usual equations that you are used to. But they will actually even, they will supersede your expectations. Wallahu a'lam. Speak to you soon. Assalamu alaikum.